Welcome to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and it's been a busy week, a very, very busy week. I have John Challenor on the line with me. He is the town councilor for Ward 2. Now, John, before we get into a lot of the big announcements from the province, a big thing for Milton and town council has been the mobility hub study, essentially the future of Milton's downtown core as we know it. Is there an update on the study that you'd like to share?
Yeah, so the bottom line here is that the draft was sent out to council and to the public to take a look at. And the feedback at this point has been very positive. Obviously, there's a lot more work to do. I mean, this is a plan that stretches out, 30 to 40 years at a cost of, in excess of $30 million. It is going to fix what some people see as planning ills between Ontario Street and Thompson Road along Main Street East. Things that were done back in the 70s and 80s that just didn't work out, and that was acknowledged by former town planner Bob Zadani in 1989. And the town has been working ever since through its official plan process to fix that stretch. And as everybody knows, it will form part of the downtown core. The challenge with the downtown core today is that it's in a floodplain, and the town is growing and needs a proper downtown core. And this will enable us to have that downtown core.
And John, as we move into some of the big announcements from the province this past week, there was none maybe bigger than the Ontario budget. I spoke with Milton MPP Parham Gill yesterday following the announcement to get his thoughts on it. Listeners can find that at miltonnow.ca. But I was wondering, John, what the budget meant for Milton at a municipal level. What are your thoughts on the Ontario budget?
I thought that the province did a good job with this budget. It's a difficult document. I mean, this is a government that had planned to balance its budget by the end of its first term. That now is not possible. But what the province has done is it set in place a plan to return to balance eventually, and that'll be further defined in its spring budget. But what it has done in terms of the benefit to Milton is it's dealing with property taxes and business, and it's giving us the tools that we need, have not seen the details yet, to provide tax relief to small business. It potentially will be assisting us with the Campbellville area and broadband, and today they don't have out there the same kind of internet capacity that we have in the urban area, and it's a major issue. And so we're, again, waiting to see details that may enable us to assist rural Milton in getting, quite frankly, into the 21st century when it comes to broadband. The general view of the budget is one of preparing for recovery post-COVID, and that is vitally important to the town of Milton. We need to be able to get going as soon as possible post-COVID, and there are measures in this budget that will allow Milton and its employer base to do just that through, electricity relief, the business education tax rate reduction, the employer health tax decision that was made, workforce development programs related to reskilling, because that's going to be vital. All of these things as a package will benefit the town of Milton and its citizens.
I am speaking with Milton's town councilor for Ward 2, John Challenor. You are listening to This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson. And John, it is nice to think of a post-COVID world, but we are still dealing with this pandemic. Another big announcement this past week was the Ontario COVID-19 adjusted framework and new regulations. Halton is looking to be in the Protect Yellow category. What would that mean for Halton and Milton if it were to fall in that category?
Yeah, and I'm quite certain that, in fact, Milton will fall into the Protect category, where there are, enhanced targeted enforcement, possibly fines, education, and then, of course, the public health measures, which are already largely in place. I think this is a better way to deal with COVID-19. We took a kind of a broad brush approach as government at all four levels in March because we didn't know what we were frankly dealing with. Now we know, and I think the province's new approach is targeted, and I think that will enable our business community in Milton to deal with this in a much better way, and certainly the town of Milton will be able to deal with this in a much better way as a result of the targeted approach. Now, town staff are currently evaluating what that means at the end of the day in terms of programs and services that we offer Miltonians, and I expect that in the next week or so, you'll see a response from Town Hall with respect to how specifically we will go to market in this this protected objective or that the province has laid out for us. But no, I think it's good, and I think by and large, Miltonians, whether they're in business or just private citizens, are being responsible. And we have to continue to be responsible because I suspect that we will find ourselves facing a third wave.
That is all the time that we have. John, thank you so much for doing this. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care and look forward to speaking to you again.
Thanks again, John. That is John Chaloner, Milton's town councilor for Ward 2. If you are just tuning in or maybe you missed some of the interview, we'll be posting it to our website at the top of the hour. I just want to say thank you to our listeners. This segment has been one of our most clicked on our website over the last few months, so it's nice to see that people are enjoying it as much as we enjoy making it. We'll be trying to get regional councilor Mike Cluett on next week. Yeah, I mean, he's always game for a chat, so I don't see why we won't get him. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.